Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
Lying. He is lying. My brother's in the bottom of the lake.
Look, whoa, guys, relax. Bob, Bill, the two guys are Rob and Will. Was it Robert and William? Was it brothers?
Yeah.
All right, Bob, Bill, look, do you mind if we talk to your guests? Maybe they spoke to this man's brother. Maybe they know something about it. You don't mind if we just knock on the door? I mean, it's a reasonable hour, I assume we've arrived, is it?
Yes, you've arrived kind of midday, I guess. Yeah, he said, well, as long as you don't bother them, I mean, obviously it's up to them whether they speak to you or not, but, you know, if perhaps they've seen something, they can help you, perhaps. Yes, all right then. They're in room, Mr. Trent's in room one, I think, and Dunson's in room six. And Miss Bonner's in room 7, round the back.
And how long have they been here? Are they long-term tenants?
No. Not long, most of them.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys. I'll take care of these three excitable young fellows, and we'll be out of your hair in no time. If you can remember anything else, just, you know, here's my card. You can shout down the yard and I'll come.
Alright, well, any more fuss in here, you can help it.
I'm gonna walk by Nathaniel. Alright, Lurch, let's go look for your brother and ask these folks if they saw him jump in the lake.
Well, he wouldn't have jumped.
did he not have knees?
He wouldn't have jumped in the lake, because when they killed him, they would have put his body in the car and put it in the lake, wouldn't they?
Look, Nathaniel, you're getting a bit grim now. Look, we don't know that your brother's dead, all right? There's no need to just jump to that conclusion. He might have just stopped here and moved on. They said that maybe he'd called by.
They've got the number plates on the walls. They've ripped a page out of the signing in book. They're both lying bastards.
Sure,
they've
it doesn't look good.
Brother.
It doesn't look good. I'm with you on that.
As you are having this conversation on the, I don't know, porch of the reception or whatever.
As they can hear us calling them murderers.
Oh, yeah. I'm having this loudly within the earshot.
I love you. Yeah,
they're just kind of. Well, yeah, just standing there looking at you.
I hope at the end it comes out they're completely innocent. This makes that story so much better that we've just abused these two lovely old men.
Dennis probably hears this guy first, but marching from the back around the property is a young chap. I think he's around about 20 years old or so. He comes marching around the thing, headed directly to reception, is somewhat startled to see you all there, kind of what looks to be somewhat of an altercation on the doorstep. As you're there, barring his way, all of you, he just sort of says, excuse me.
You work here, buddy?
No, I don't. Excuse me.
You're a guest?
He pushes through. He says, "I'm a guest." Yes,
well,
he pushes through
and
walks to the counter and is.
Let's just hang around and see what he's.
He said. He shouts at the guy. You said you don't know if he'd stayed here. Well, I know he did, and as he told me so. And the William behind the counter is, "Oh, calm down! Not more shouting." No.
Well, there's somebody else missing. You got somebody missing.
Do you think
he
might be talking about the same person as who we're looking for? The plot thickens.
Who is it? Who is it you're looking for?
He's kind of not. He's kind of in a bit of a full flow. He's not really paying attention to you. But he's sort of saying, you know, what kind of rest can a person get here with all the noise under the hotel at night? You know, what's going on here? It's just, you know, I it's just not, you know, you said he wasn't here and he was.
Look, buddy, can I walk up to the distraught man and go, look, buddy, look, I mean, we're in a similar situation of you. Who are you looking for? Just relax. Look, come talk to us. I work for a private investigation agency. Look, I can help you. And free of charge. Just tell us your story. Maybe I can help you set you on the right way. I was trying to kind of persuade him to calm down and give
him
a story.
Okay, are you kind of taking him out?
Yeah, like arm around the shoulder, walking him out to the porch into our group of nut jobs.
He was about to kind of want to say more, but he kind of usher him out. Now, are you all still stood kind of on the doorway of reception, or have you all actually followed this guy out to the car park?
Maybe if we just give him a moment with my companion, my partner, he might be able to get something. Maybe we should just loiter here for a moment, close enough so we can overhear, as it were, but just give him a moment.
I quite like the idea of literally just walking him out. Because my character's thinking would be, okay, this guy's obviously, clearly something messed up is happening here. The guys inside are rattled. There'll be no harm maybe in them hearing us talking. So I'm assuming the door, we're on the porch balcony, kind of, the door is still ajar, and they can listen in. So if we talk about, I'd be hamming up what I'm saying because I want them to overhear some of the stuff.
And my guy's literally 5'1", so if you don't want to listen to him, it's very easy to push by him. But at the moment, he's like trying to... It's like a child trying to block the doorway.
Just let him do his thing.
So, look, buddy, I mean, we've had someone go missing too. We're looking for James Fraser. He said he came here, he was going to stop, he was tired and he rested. We can find no evidence of him. What's happened with you? If there's a second person missing, maybe we should call the police.
Have they killed your brother too?
We'll go outside then, fine.
He kind of looks a bit shocked at Nathaniel's comment, but he says, "Well, it's not my brother; it's my friend. I was due to meet my friend from Boston here, a gentleman called Hinckley. Supposed to meet here a few weeks ago, but he hasn't arrived. I've been waiting here and waiting, and the Brophys have." Said he's never been here, but he was supposed to arrive the day before.
Did you check the book? Did you check the book? Because only one page was missing.
I did look in the book and I couldn't see anything in there.
Wait a minute, pal. Are you saying you've been here weeks looking for this guy? How long have you been here?
I've been here a week. I guess it's not really weeks, but
what? And your friend was a day late turning up, and you stayed here a week waiting for him.
Well, he was coming from Boston, and the last I heard, you know, he had been a bit delayed, but I expected him to arrive the day before I arrived.
But you were saying you think he has been here, right?
There's something about it. I'm sure he has. Who are you looking for?
What's your name, friend?
I'm Trent. Jacob Trent.
Did you say Jacob you heard Trent. Something under the hotel?
Yes.
There's rats under the hotel.
That's not worth mentioning.
It's an awful
There's rats
place.
Under my house. What is it?
No, they make a noise, don't they? It's a stilt hotel. You can hear them scrambling around at night. It's just another reason to complain. I've just had enough waiting around
Trent,
in my
Trent,
room.
Trent.
Maybe they put the bodies under the hotel.
Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for?
We're looking for this man's brother's body, apparently. This is Nathaniel Fraser, my associate, Dennis the Clue Campbell.
Oh, I like the nickname.
and I try and shake your hand.
Oh, I hate you so much. Look, so this is us. We're myself Campbell and brilliant. Mr. Campbell.
Yes, yes, but who are you looking for?
Would
you
just Dennis, show him the photo of James.
Yes, show him the photo. James Frazier.
James, I've met a man called James. Yes, well, if you show him the photo then, and he's, yeah, I've seen him.
You've seen this guy?
Yeah, I saw the night I
was he alive.
Here, I didn't really. We didn't get much more than a chance to say hello, and he mentioned his name.
Just a minute.
James.
Did he stay here? Did he stay here?
Well, he's yes. The night, the following that night when I stayed here.
Oh, that
staying here,
bloody right? Liar! That's.
But the following morning, he'd gone. I mean,
okay,
I guess
going
he left.
Straight back in the office.
I'll go right with you. Bloody lying! I mean, pardon my French. Jesus.
Is the guy still there?
No.
Okay.
Right. Cyril, there is something very strange going on here. I am worried.
I'm going straight to that door and trying it.
It's locked.
I'm kicking it. So. Yeah, so I'm going to just put my full weight behind it and just try and smash that door down.
Okay. Give me a scrap then.
Does that show up? So
yes.
What do I do? I click
yep.
Plus one for the percentage.
45.
Okay. So you barge through and you enter what looks to be kind of living quarters. There are two doors on the opposite side of the room, but in here, kind of yellowing white wallpaper, there's a cream fabric sofa, coffee table, a shuttered window on the wall, a large cuckoo clock, and a small kitchenette underneath that, various cupboards and whatnot. Oil lamps hang on some of the walls, and you can see beneath the window on the left side wall of wherever you come in, there's a trapdoor which is not locked but closed from the look of it.
I'll be following Cyril in because he might need backup.
There is a waste paper basket next to the coffee table, which you noted as you looked in the other one. You probably note that it does contain some papers.
This is a worry. Where could he have gone? He was in a wheelchair.
There's two doors. There's two doors at the back of this room.
I am going to quickly pull the papers out of that waste paper basket.
Okay. Well, it doesn't take you very long to find a piece of the guest book.
With James's name on?
Yes, James's name on.
Look at this, the lying bastards. He was here.
I knew it.
Yeah, and he's under the hotel with the rats now, and I'll go and open the trap door.
Okay, you look down and you see it's bare earth directly beneath, with a couple of feet, two or three feet.
Be careful there.
Okay, well, that guy in the wheelchair, I don't think he went down there.
Just be careful.
You said there's a couple of doors,
can I draw my gun?
Yes. You can draw your gun if you feel necessary, yeah.
And like, hide sort of behind Cyril.
I'm going to go to one of the doors, Mike.
Okay, well, left or right, basically.
I'll cover you.
Left. Okay. Okay, so you open... This room opens, and you see directly ahead of you another door, which looks to be a bathroom door. But to the right of that is a large kind of... Well, bed crate kind of thing. It's like a couple of pallets have been put together with some blankets strewn over the top of them. Clearly kind of like a makeshift bed. The other thing in here is an empty wheelchair. Which is the same one that you saw in the reception.
And while they're doing that, can I stay talking to Trent?
Yes.
Cut back to me after and you can...
Yeah, no, that's fine. We can cut to that now, yeah.
Look, Trent, we're clearly in a similar situation. I mean, you tell me more about your friend. He's from Hinckley, you've said. His name's Hinckley from Boston. Sorry.
Yes, that's
what,
right.
What? Where were you going? What were you doing? Where were you headed? Why were you meeting here?
Well, because it was a midpoint for both of us, easy to get to. It was easy to find. We were heading off to Newburyport together to take in some business that way. You can make a psychology roll if you wish.
I will do. Psychology, which I am actually trained in. Bum bum. I rolled a 46. I'll spend 6 luck and make that a success with 40, okay, if possible.
Again, you feel you feel there's some credibility to his story. However, clearly, there's some reticence. You feel he's holding something back.
Okay.
Can't be quite sure, but...
I got it. I know. When you say business, wink, I gotcha.
Because
it wasn't a massive success, I'm not going to be like thinking he's hiding a massive secret. Not one that concerns me. Okay, so why would you decide to meet a day? Like, why wouldn't you arrive at the same time? Why a day difference?
Just the way it happened. He was setting out early, I was originally going to meet him on the same day, but circumstances were that I was delayed somewhat, so I was coming a day later. I expected him to wait for me, and I'm sure he did, but there's been no sign of... And these men that run this place, them old pair, they just keep lying and saying he's never been here, but I'm sure he has. I'm sure I've, you know...
Okay, I mean...
There's no reason for him not to be here. I mean, he wouldn't have left without me. There's no way he would have left without me.
And okay, I mean, what is this business? Why so secretive about it? I mean, what were you... I mean, look, buddy, I'm not a cop. I mean... Hey. I actively work against the cops. To be honest,
it really is none of your business. He starts to grow a bit tired of you and sort of realizes he's you're not actually being particularly helpful. You're just trying to pump him information, and he walks away. And meanwhile, back in the other room, you hear the cry of Jackie, we need you.
Jackie, we need you. We have encountered a problem.
Okay, so yeah, there's an empty wheelchair, this crate bed, bathroom, which is, the door is open. It's not fully open, but it is open.
Push the bathroom door open and just take a look in there. There's nobody hiding in there.
No. It's you know, as you would expect the bathroom to be.
Report back to Nathaniel. There's a... dirty old bed and a bathroom and the guy's wheelchair's here.
Well, I was checking the other room, Mike.
Oh, yes. The other room is pretty much a mirror of this room. However, rather than two kind of pallet crates, there is an actual bed in here next to its own little private bathroom.
So we've kind of exhausted it here, right, Mike?
No, not at all.
No. They've gone down the trapdoor. Yeah, I mean, they've gone down the trapdoor. That's
what... And there are no other doors, Nathaniel? Your side?
No.
They've gone out. There's bloody trapdoor, you're right.
There are windows in...
Are they open?
...both of the rooms, but they're not open. They've got shutters, but they're...
Can we just take stock? There was a man who looked crippled in a wheelchair. His wheelchair's here. Where is he? Is this not weird?
That was a lie.
But he can't lie about being... an octogenarian.
But he can lie about needing a wheelchair. All he has to do is fucking sit in it.
My grandpops, he's an octogenarian. He can't bloody crawl out of a window. Certainly not down a trapdoor.
Well, this guy can. You're small. You go down there.
I am not small. I am lower stature than the average. That does not make me small.
What? You'll fit down there nicely with all the little rats.
I'm not saying I'm not going to fit.
You're being paid to do this stuff. Just stick your head down.
Everybody's head fits down the trapdoor, actually.
Yours fits fine. Stick your head down and take a look.
Possibly would fit fine, but if you look at where we are in the room, you are actually slightly closer. I am probably 3.5 yards, and you are 3 yards away. It would be easier for you to look down the trapdoor.
I'm going down the trapdoor.
Okay, you know, creaks open, and the earth floor is
just
see,
be careful
beneath the tilted hotel.
Is there any lanterns up here?
There are oil lamps around the place.
Give me a lantern. Give me a lantern. I need a light.
Just before you go, take my gun. I don't want you going down there unarmed.
I'll pull the big hunting knife off my belt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Take a really big step back.
You can see the earth. There's, you know, the earth has definitely kind of been moved around. There's marks suggested that someone has been down here recently. There are marks and more like drag marks, really, leading out away from the trapdoor to the side of the hotel, which is, you know, you are, you know, yeah, three or four feet at most from the side of the actual hotel here. So you can see.
Is there like daylight visible? Okay. So is it, or like on stilts?
Yeah. It's just stilts. It's not. It is enclosed around the front of the hotel, but the side there is some enclosure, but it's not going all the way. There's gaps that easily a person could fit through. So if you come out, then you are now standing up the the side of the motel. At the side of this living quarter, you know, to
your character's quite tall. Could you go and like knock on the window?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to do. Just hammer on the window with the flat of my hand.
Jesus Christ. It's okay. It's just Nathaniel.
I'll stroll over, smoking the cigarette. Like, so what do you guys find? I found out Trent was a prick.
I'm just going to come out the front through the office.
Okay.
Are we all out the front?
Okay,
now,
so you all come out of the building. You are now stood, yeah, all of you, I presume, at the side of the building where Nathaniel is appeared, as it were.
I'm going to see whether I can follow the drag marks and see where they went from here.
Can I try and go out the window but be slightly too small and fail and just I'm just going to need a hand.
Can I have a strength roll to open the window, because it's kind of jammed shut.
Okay. 56. That's a pass, but not a hard. Just a normal 56 normal
okay.
pass.
Well, you give it a good shove, and it does come loose, and you can sort of climb out the window. And are you wanting to make a jump roll to land elegantly, or are you just sprawling onto the floor? Because that's what's going to happen.
I think it fits with my character that he does it perfectly, but something goes wrong. So he sort of,
yeah. Well, your shoe catches in the frame of the window as you come out and knocks you off balance, and you land on your face in the dirt.
Oh, Jesus, did anyone... Oh, shit. Oh, pogger. Okay, I'm here. Let's go.
Okay, so can I have a track roll now? Because this is now not just earth, it's like there's rocks and there's brush and whatnot, you know, around the side of the house.
95. That should be a no.
Not necessarily, not unless, you know... I know Nathaniel is specifically trying to look for tracks.
I'm literally going to be trailing behind, smoking a cigarette, kind of half, like, taking pictures of stuff that may or may not be interesting. As much taking landscape photos as possible clues.
Is the ground around here rough, or, you know, is the terrain rough at all, or are we close to the lake or anything?
Well, the lake's, you know, good, kind of, you know, probably about 300 feet away, you know, okay. And then between you and that are, you know, the odd tree... bushes of meeting, you know, small and large. There are there is a trail or trails going off from the kind of the clearing of the motel into, you know, towards the lake and through the kind of scrub and brush. You can see, you know, there are tracks in that way, but not necessarily the tracks that you are looking at.
So from here, where they might have emerged from, when Nathaniel came out from under the building, does this you can follow the track over towards the lake, or there are
yes.
buildings.
Well, yeah,
the
you, yeah, you, I mean, you, you at could, the side of the hotel.
What's the nearest building you would get to?
Well, there is only one. It's the motel. So, but you know, you've been off looking at the, you know, well, some of you have been off looking, you know, tire tracks around the area, but no one's really done a proper circuit of the hotel in that sense. But I mean, it basically, you can see, looking at the side of the hotel you're on now, you can see the living room you're just going to come out of. You can see a window along, which is where the bedroom was. But the building doesn't stop there. There's clearly something beyond the bedrooms at the, you know, this side of the hotel. It does extend further down.
So, like, another room that's not one of the sort of guest rooms.
That would be your, yeah, that's kind of, that makes sense with you. Because you remember it kind of, as you walk, the bits you walked around, you remember it's kind of like a, kind of an L-shaped kind of thing.
Yeah. So that, but it wasn't accessible from
no,
where
there's
we
no
were,
doors that you could see. Yeah, no doors you could see.
So looking around from the outside, can we see a door?
Yeah, you,
that
well, you want to walk around the around the building. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Before
so,
we move on, I think we need a plan. What have we got so far? We know two people are missing. We know there were sounds under the hotel at night. Rats, but rats are everywhere. He wouldn't have said it if it wasn't unusual. And we have these drag marks. I don't know where they go. I can't see. They seem to disappear here. So we have three avenues of investigation.
And I'll pull out this piece of... I'll pull out the piece of paper from the signing in book. Look, it was definitely here. Look, his name's on here. He signed his name.
Yeah, well... Yeah, they've taken him somewhere. I'm going down to this, whatever this is, at the end of the building. If the others want to follow along behind me, they can. If not, I'm happy to go on my own.
Maybe we should stick together. And I kind of sort of look around. Okay. Oh dear.
Guys, I mean,
we need to find these two liars and find out what their story is.
By the way, they're not the only liars. I'm pretty sure Trent was hiding an illicit affair with someone. He was telling me a story about his friend and him having business. And he got real cagey when I asked what that business was. There's something fishy going on in this.
Well, a man's business is his own. I mean, he's here the same way we are.
This guy's business was another man's business, if you know what I mean. Wink.
On the bit of paper of the guest book, it's obviously got Fraser's name on it, but there is, apart from the names you've been told are staying there, you know, Dunstan, Bonner, Fraser, it has got a couple of other names on there. It has got an Abe Hinckley written on there, and it has got a Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
So Hinckley was the guy who was wanting to meet, right?
Hinckley, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Hinckley, that's his name. That's the friend.
Okay, so around the rear of the property, you come around and you see there is another stair. But also part of the stair, well, one stairs going up to the building, but also a ramp connected to the stairs going up to a kind of a patio, and then there are two kind of largish double doors, you know, like kind of like barn doors or, you know, like a workshop doors, which obviously enter into the building, you know, directly from the rear of the property. Looking down the side, far side, you can see it dog legs in a bit, and you can see there are motel rooms running down facing, you know, the lakeside view, as it were, as well as the front ones, which are obviously mirrors of the front rooms.
Well, we're clearly going to have to open these barn doors, so yeah, I'll just stride up and throw them open.
So the doors are locked.
Okay.
I'll look around for something to leave them open with. These two guys, I reckon they're in this building here.
They are. I mean, there's no one else that could be hiding.
Just to also say, by the side of the doors are two reasonably large barrels of oil marked up. And sitting on one of them is a watering can.
Just as the guys are trying to wrestle the door and have a look around, can I... kind of with my camera, just be looking around, but just using it as an excuse to scope out to see if I can see where Trent has gone because he's acting cagey. Is there anyone of the guests watching us, maybe from the window or anything?
Well, are you at the front or the back of the hotel?
I've strolled. I'm 5 yards behind the guys.
So you're around the
much.
Back. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there is some in the some of the rooms at the rear of the property. You do see the odd face come through a window or the curtains twitch. People kind of peering around, seeing what the commotion is really. more than anything. But that's more than one room doing that.
Nothing to leave me suspicious, like.
No, not that it's okay. A hotel and you'd kind of, and you've been told there are guests there. So it's not really suspicious. Yeah,
we are making a ruckus, like.
Yeah. So this door, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, it's got a very sturdy, big padlock.
I'm going to go back to my truck and get a hammer.
And padlock and chain.
Yeah. Can you get my rifle from the truck too?
Your rifle.
Jackie, yeah, have you got your open locky, you know, thing that you were telling me about?
My open locky thing. yes, I guess. I have an ability to pick locks. I don't have an open locky thing. That's called a key, my friend.
Sorry, I just didn't want. It's not really strictly legal to open locks without a key, as it were. I was wondering if you know the pick. For God's sake.
Yeah. I got what you were getting there. I was getting there. Look. Yeah. Okay. I can show you.
What I'm asking is if you could open this lock.
I can show you a trick or two and. Look, just so you're aware, you're now an accomplice, Mr. Clue. So.
The Clue.
For a lockpick on
Dennis,
the door again.
The Clue. That's what I'd like to have it, if that's okay.
So.
Okay, if the others are standing back and allowing you to try lockpick, then you can have a run. Yeah.
I got a 58 versus 50. So I'm like, after all of my talk and boasting about how good I am at lockpicking. I take out a little, just kind of a clip I keep in my wallet. Just a little, it's not quite a bobby pin because I'm not a chick, but just I kind of file down a hardware nail, even to say, not even a nail file, something that would look like it's just a nondescript piece of metal. I don't want to seem like I'm effeminate carrying a nail file. And I'm jiggling away there, and basically it just breaks in the lock.
Can you push the rope?
Can I push the roll by basically just standing up and trying kicking around the door lock?
That's not really lock picking that, because but you can push the roll by using a attempting to use a strength roll.
That's exactly what I'm looking
however,
for.
It's a stout lock on a stout door, and you may well injure yourself. I will tell you if you fail this roll.
You definitely haven't listened to our podcast. That's a risk I'm perfectly willing to take.
we've had deaths.
This is how I end up dying.
Okay. Excellent. That's what they're there for.
I'm not going to tell you as it's a push troll. Well, I will tell you because it's now strength. It's an extreme strength roll you need to make.
Versus 70. I have rolled a 64. My knee hurts severely, I would imagine.
Okay. Okay, you lose 2 points of damage as you throw your foot into this lock, and actually, it's not so much the force of the lock, but it's the momentum of you bouncing off it, catching on your back foot as you twist around, and fall badly on your leg, on the patio, half on the patio, half off, causing yourself 2 damages as it kind of twists and scrapes across.
So did you manage to open it?
Clearly he didn't.
No, it's this new kind of Japanese wood. It's really
I've
hard
heard
to
about those
pick.
Japanese woods. Very hard stuff.
It looks really like, normal, American wood. It doesn't look Japanese.
Has my father paid you two already?
No would be the answer.
No, but we will be claiming expenses for medical.
No, but he will have an invoice within the week, I promise you of that.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I'm going to get up and I'm now limping for the rest of the game with a jarred knee, more or less.
At this point, Cyril comes up with a hammer.
Yeah. So, Cyril turns up with a hammer, does he?
Yeah, and Nathaniel's rifle slung over my shoulder. There you go, Nathaniel.
Thank you.
Take it easy, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Look at our friend there lying on the ground. You all right there, Jackie? And then I'll take the hammer and just smack the padlock and try and take it
okay.
Clean off in one hit.
Can I have a hard strength roll for that then?
You know, I had a horse that hurt its leg like that once. Had to shoot it.
As I'm getting up and dusting myself off, I'm hardly hurt at all. I mean, watch. And I tried, like, walking in a circle to prove my... the fact I'm not lame and literally I'm really struggling. There's a visible dip in my gait.
So that's a 27 under 70 strength. So,
right. You give it a good whack with this hammer. Perhaps it's the hammer. Perhaps it was the forceful, manly kick that had been given before. But it,
are you weak?
The lock kind of, you know, opens. The chain starts to run through it.
Okay, I'll grab the door handle and just start hanging on it and try and pull one of these barn doors open.
Okay. Well, it now opens. You can open the door. Sure. Fine. So inside looks like a workshop. It's a roughly about 20 by 15 feet, and it's there's not a lot of light coming in here. It's pretty dark. There is a window, but it's shuttered, and so not a lot of light. You've got some drafts of light coming in through that, and obviously through the doors. But you can make out that there's a number of kind of crates and boxes sort of strewn around, and one side, it's like been a it's like a white sheet, or a couple of white sheets have been kind of run along, kind of enclosing, you know, the kind of far, you know, not, you know, the far corner kind of thing off of the area. And there's also a number of cardboard boxes strewn around, some sort of meager shelving where some more kind of cardboard boxes are kind of stacked up. It's pretty dusty. But clearly has seen some use. It's not like, you know, spider webs everywhere. No one's been in here for 20 years. It's clearly been used, but it isn't.
Can I figure what... I mean, I'm a mechanic. I'm used to workshops and so on. I'm going to pick up one or two of the cardboard boxes and look for packing labels or contents and just try and figure what they were using this
place
for.
Can I have a luck roll, then, please?
A luck roll.
Oh, okay. Dear.
This is going to go well.
Not doing anything.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Okay,
so that's a 30. Yeah, that's a success.
Okay. One of the boxes, you know, you go through a few. This is not the first box you pick up, but, you know, looking over a few, you kind of... Something catches your eye on one of the boxes on one of these shelves, and stuff is kind of, you know, jutting out from it, and kind of twinkles and catches your eye. And you can see... in this box, it's got some jewellery, ladies' jewellery. It's actually, you know, quite fine. Well, not, it's not like, you know, Cartier, but it's certainly...
it's gold?
Yeah, it's got some gold and silver and some, you know, precious gems. No, it's not like, you know, thousands of dollars. It may be hundreds of dollars, let's say, which is still...
Is it engraved?
No, I mean, what I'm saying, there's some jewellery, not a piece.
I see.
By the way, I figure we're going to need some light in here, so I'm going to open the shutters on that window.
Okay, they're locked, but you can undo the latch.
Yeah.
And open
them out. If necessary, I'll borrow Cyril's hammer and just smash the bastards.
Yeah. Oh no, you can unlatch them.
Could I investigate this sheet that's covering?
Yeah, sure.
Before I do, can I just go, Jackie, do you want to just help me with this? This looks rather suspicious.
Yeah, sure, no problem. And there's about, you know, 10 yards between us, and literally it's 30 seconds later, I'm up beside him. What do you need me to do, buddy? What do you want me to do? I can supervise. I
hadn't realised that lockpicking was such a dangerous occupation.
every day is a battle, my friend.
What do you think might be under this sheet? It looks rather...
It's not a sheet that's over anything. It's a sheet that's hung up, that's separate. That's like a temporary wall,
like a vanity screen.
Yes, like
what do you think might be behind this sheet? Do you think maybe we should?
I don't know. Gentle push in the back of jaw.
Okay, you hold up your gun in case there are criminals behind the sheet.
Oh no, I'm genuinely trying to push you through.
Okay,
the sheet.
Okay, well, if you're pushing him through the sheet, then he needs to push through the sheet, unless. You know, there's actually some resistance there, but it doesn't sound like there is from this small guy. So, you kind of go through the sheet.
Oh, shit!
And, you kind of...
apparently he's falling down a well as well.
you kind of fall through and actually hit a table, a kind of a stout table. You kind of don't damage yourself, but obviously it's a kind of sharp shock, as it were, as you find a table there. Looking at it now that you can sort of move the sheet out of your face, you can see that there's this old wooden table. The surface is blackened and scratched. There's a pair of thick green rubber gloves and a row of six jars. Some of the jars seem to have got this kind of cloudy, milky yellow fluid in. And while a couple of them at the far end have got like nails or something in them, something metallic looking. And beyond that are two quite large wooden crates that are kind of more or less right in the corner of the far corner of the room beyond the where the sheet was has now fallen to the ground.
Do you think this might be illegal hooch, as it were?
I'm going to start trying to unscrew one of the caps of these metal...
They're just kind of old, got the mason jars, so you can easily unscrew one. And
it's been a while since I've had a drink. I don't remember it being white, but I've heard stories.
Okay. It's kind of this kind of milky, yellowy kind of colour. It's got a... kind of, it's not really an alcoholic smell, but it's got a distinct kind of vaguely antiseptic kind of smell. But it's not strongly of that. It's just slightly unusual, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't want to taste it. I'm not quite that suicidal. I've played Call of Cthulhu before.
But your character hasn't.
No, this is true. And it's been a rather stressful day. I've heard that alcohol is flammable. I might try that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to quickly make a getaway. I'm going to really slowly make a getaway. Clearly. Here,
what are you thinking of doing in terms of testing its flammability, as it were?
I hadn't thought beyond flammable.
Okay.
Maybe I could really obviously do something really stupid.
Taking stock of where we are, we have Dennis, who is fondling a jar of this yellowy milky fluid. We have Owen, who is backtracking out of the workshop. We have Cyril
at pace.
Cyril and Nathaniel, who have been looking at through some of the boxes, but probably have been distracted by the commotion. Over at the table with the blanket incident, and they're probably looking over at Dennis now, looking at these jars, I guess.
Well, during the distraction, I just kind of look around and maybe meet Nathaniel's eyes and just shove this jewellery in my pocket.
Yeah, I'll take something too.
Liars don't need this stuff.
Could I do a spot check to see if I saw the jewellery?
Well, you probably did see it because, I mean, the guys were looking through the boxes and it wasn't... They weren't necessarily being surreptitious or anything about it, so...
Just because it seems likely it's going to belong to the Mrs. Smith.
So, what you probably haven't seen, because you can't see from where you are, is that the boxes they're looking in has got a number of kind of items of jewellery in, as well as cigarette holders, lighters... That kind of thing. It's a whole kind of, not a massive collection, but it's got, it's a fair few items that certainly clearly are not one person's.
It's like player knowledge versus character knowledge. Like, I know why they're all in the box, but my character doesn't. So I'm very obviously getting a box of matches and trying to set fire to this probably highly explosive stuff.
So you've got the jar. What, you put the jar, you're holding the jar, or your jar's on the table?
Well, again, player versus character knowledge. I actually don't, as a player, really want to set fire to this because I don't want to die just now. But it seems like quite an interesting scene to play out. So maybe like I'm lighting matches, but they keep on like blowing out, or I'm just being...
you're jumping ahead. So just answer my question. Where is the jar? Is the jar? You've opened the jar. Okay, so yeah. You're lighting a match. So I presume you put the jar down on the table, so you've got two hands to light a match. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's so the jar is in front of you on the table. You're stood over the jar with a match. You are striking the match and intending to kind of drop it in the liquid or touch it to the top of the liquid.
Well, I think my character is inherently very, very cautious. Okay. So maybe I've like poured out a drop of liquid onto the table.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. So you've kind of poured a bit onto the wood. It's starting to soak in, but you kind of light a match and just sort of touch it to it and see what happens. Is that the idea? Okay.
With the goal of finding out if it's alcohol or not.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I also like the idea that I'm doing it like really obviously, so it gives any other player a chance to stop me doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure they can all see you.
No chance at all.
Not at all.
Okay, I'm regretting playing a really annoying character at this
moment. You know, you like the first match, and you go to put it in, and just as you know, you just move it a little bit too quickly, and it does actually go out before it gets to the liquid. So try again. You strike another match, and this time it just touches, just hover it gingerly over the top of the liquid, and just touches, and suddenly this the liquid ignites with this massive roar from this tiny bit of liquid on the table. This massive roar of this kind of greenish, bluey, yellow flame that kind of just a woof. Of flame, which is kind of instantaneous. I mean, it does go out straight away because it's not much liquid, but it is a whoop.
I'm so glad I didn't drop the matches.
I need a. There's something right over it, so let's have a dodge roll.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with the finale of this scenario. If you've enjoyed the show, you can find our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios, plus other games as well, through SoundCloud, iTunes, or on our website, howwerollpodcast.com. Before we go, we want to take a minute to thank BattleBards for their excellent music and sound effects, all of which you can find for yourself at battlebards.com. We'd also like to thank Twisted Arts for your iTunes review, and also Jake Appold and Philip Greeley for becoming our latest Patreons. Hopefully I've pronounced that right. And if you're around this Friday, we'll be playing Mr. Corbett live on our Twitch channel. And you can find links to that plus details of times through our website, Twitter, and also our Facebook page. Thanks again for listening. Take care.